there are some things that you may be doing that is causing you to get the short end of the stick. Want to hear about it? Let's talk about it. Stay tuned. Hi, and thank you for joining Dating While Black's radio podcast. Dating While Black was created to open real dialogue between the sexes in hopes that it will foster positive exchange and help cultivate our communities. The radio segments will address issues that relate to the world, our communities, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and we hope you enjoy this segment. I will share four things that people commonly do in the dating and courtship phase that causes them to get the short end of the stick. And this happens regardless if the courtship just ends or if it results into a relationship. Okay, so let's get to it. Number one, not setting and enforcing boundaries. When you set and enforce a boundary or two or 30, you are really and truly communicating and expressing a level of self-love, self-care, and exhibiting self-respect. But in addition to setting boundaries, it's important to enforce those boundaries, to speak up when those boundaries are being crossed. Now, understand that sometimes some boundaries don't need to be spoken. It's one of those universal rules. But there are sometimes boundaries that are not completely clear because of how people act and move differently when it comes to dating. And then another layer, there are some boundaries that are specific to you because of your own experience. If you want to dig deeper about boundary setting, there are some boundaries that has not been crossed yet that you don't know is a boundary until it happens. But with all of that, it means nothing if you don't communicate it and enforce it. A lot of times people are uncomfortable with communicating, but sometimes people are okay with communicating, but uncomfortable with enforcing them. You communicating a boundary or you not communicating a boundary is the same as not having any boundaries. Because if you're not willing to enforce those things, it does not matter how you feel. At least that's what you're communicating non-verbally to the person. So understand, set those boundaries and speak up if they're crossed. Okay. And this is also an opportunity for you guys to have open and honest dialogue to where they can share boundaries with you. And that helps you develop and foster a healthy courtship and relationship. That's number one. Number two, a lot of times people give too much too soon. Now you may be like, D, okay, can you elaborate? Sure. Sometimes when you're dating, you're so eager, you're so excited to meet somebody that is intellectual, that seems to get you, that seems to be on your level, your speed, that matches your crazy, right? It's exciting when someone your meeting seems to be compatible and you wanting to learn more about them. You get to the point where you want to spend more time with them, right? It's exciting. And sometimes people get so wrapped up into that to where everything is easy. They want to make things perfect and easy. And there's nothing wrong with easy. Nothing's perfect. But a lot of times people try to give too much too soon when the other person hasn't even had an opportunity to really reveal who they are at their core, to let you know if they even deserve it. And I'm talking about when it comes to giving your body. I'm also speaking about when it comes to prioritizing them. Sometimes people come into a person's life and that person drops everything that they got going and prioritizes this new person because their end goal is to have a relationship. But what they're not realizing is that this person hasn't earned that spot yet. And meanwhile, while they're pumping so much into this new person, they are killing the roots of their other dreams, plans, goals, and friendships. Have you ever met someone that was so cool, but when they get into a relationship, everybody disappear? Or you think they disappear, but in all actuality, they just kind of stop dealing with people? When you're dating, it's good to have time and space to get to know this particular person, but sometimes giving too much too soon, you're not really looking at the big picture and you're giving something valuable such as your time or your body to a person that hasn't earned it. And a third and final example of giving too much too soon, and there's more than three, trust me, is being too accommodating. Giving them privileges that they haven't earned, that they don't deserve. You may be like, okay, give me an example. You know what? If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you know I can come up with plenty of examples and scenarios based upon my own experiences as well as the experiences of my followers. But I'll give you a vague example of giving too much too soon for this last category. Person A, person B, vibing. Person A, after week number two, car breaks down. Person B has three cars, all running. Person B decides, hey, you can drive my car till your car gets out the shop. Regardless of person A takes person B up on that offer or not, it's communicated that, hey, you ain't got to do much to have access. And what that does for humans is subconsciously teaches them that they don't have to do much. They may appreciate it. They may not even be a type of person that would use you, right? But sometimes people get really, really comfortable when they think they got you like that. If you give them too much when they haven't earned it, you're too accommodating. Too understanding, giving your body up and they haven't earned it, giving your time and moving your time just for them while you are allowing your other dreams, goals, and plans to be placed on hold from a person who you just met or that you're just getting to know. So understand that you give too much too soon, you don't get a chance to actually see how they would move. If you weren't there to be accommodating, how do they handle certain situations when it comes to stress? Feel me? Are they willing to be accommodating for me? You don't know that until time comes. So don't give too much too soon. That's number two. Number three. Ignoring those red flags. See, a person can be a 10 out of a 10 on your list. Has the 10 things that you need on your Mr. Right list, on your Mrs. Right list. But that one red flag is a negative 20. Now you're in the hole 10. But they're not in the hole because they got a hole you, which is invaluable. You got the short end of the stick because you were so wrapped up into this person who hasn't earned it. Getting the short end of the stick is not a cool place to be. It's actually awfully uncomfortable. A lot of times people get resentful. But number four, the last one that I will share today is when you operate in the mindset of scarcity, as if this person's the only person that can give you what you need just because you've had a few dates. Or maybe you're dating and been talking to this person for months, right? And you vibe and you see a full future, but you're operating in the sense of scarcity, which means one of two things. Either you have an unhealthy attachment to the need that can never be fulfilled. You have those people that are just straight up needy. Or you have a healthy understanding of needs and those needs aren't being met, but you refuse to acknowledge them and move on. Either way, needs are not being met, regardless if it's a healthy need or if it's a need that you think is healthy and it's not. Regardless, this person's not giving you what you need. And you're operating in a sense of scarcity, in which is apparent and obvious. You got to continue to hound them to call you. You got to continue to hound them to text you. You got to continue to hound them to do certain things that you need. You guys may have gotten to the point where you've talked about love languages and they are aware of those, but that's just not who they are. They're not wired to do the things that you feel that you need. And it turns into you nagging or whining or complaining or acting funny when you don't get what you need. And even if it turns into a relationship, it's unfulfilled. Because this isn't your person, or you're not at a healthy state to even be dating. Regardless of where it is and where you stand, if you are not getting what you need, that person's not matching your energy, you will continue to be spent. You will continue to feel like you are on E. And you continue to feel like that's the only gas station that you can get gas from. You're passing up all of these other gas stations because you want gas from this one gas station. And the gas got a whole lot of alcohol in it, or ethanol in it. I hope I'm saying that right. But you know what I'm talking about. That cheap gas that evaporates pretty quick. That's the gas that you want. If someone's not giving you what you need and you feel that your needs are reasonable and it has been expressed, then you will continue to receive the short end of the stick from your vantage point because you're not getting what you need. And those are my four. There's more, but those are the four that I'm sharing in this episode. So number one, set and enforce boundaries. Number two, stop giving too much too soon. See what you're dealing with. How many times have you met somebody and then they kind of showed you some stuff that you didn't know? And he's like, dang, I'm glad I found this out before this. I'm glad I found this out before we went on this trip, before I invited them to the wedding. Or before we had sex, I'm glad I found this out. Give yourself a time. Don't give too much too soon, because people don't appreciate things that they really and truly don't earn. And I'm talking about that over the top stuff. And then I talked about number three was ignoring red flags. A lot of times, a lot of these things that people are dealing with now, if they would have just paid attention to them red flags in the beginning, they would not be dealing with broken and bad relationships or dealing with the pain of the aftermath of a courtship that did not turn well or did not end well, or a relationship that ended. So red flags. And then number four, my last one, is operating on the mindset of scarcity instead of the mindset of abundance. Those are my four things. I will tell you this in closing. If you found that you have operated in these realms, listen, we are learning and dating and growing. And understand that you're never, ever, always going to get it right. And maybe the people that in your past didn't work out, they didn't work out for a reason. It does not mean that this is a time for you to beat yourself up for the things that you've done in the past. This just means, okay, well, let me kind of adjust a little bit and recalibrate. If you're finding that you've done this in the past or you're doing this now, look at it and say, okay, does this make sense for me? Well, let me and have what I've been doing. Has that worked? Do I feel like I'm getting the short end of the stick? Well, let me set my boundaries and let me speak up on those. Let me pay attention to these red flags. Let me stop giving too much. Let me see where it goes naturally. And understand at the end of the day, like Dee said, there is a whole lot of other people in this world that can give you what you need and what you want. Stop going to that corner store gas station with the cheap gas. Stop operating in scarcity. And with that, this is Dee, and I'm out. Bye. And this concludes this episode. Thank you for so much for your support. Again, you can always check us out on all social media platforms at Dating While Black. You can check out our website and learn how to become a subscriber at www.datingwhilebackpodcast.com.